Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Ravagers, Right to Kill. Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Ravagers, track called Right to Kill. They are street rock and roll from the guts of Baltimore. And they are doing a European tour, and they've got quite a lot of dates in Spain in May, and I'm just missing them. I'm going to be in Spain at the start of May. I'm just missing them. Real shame, that. What's Ravagers' Bandcamp page?
Ravagers.bandcamp.com.
It is Ravagers. Ravagers.bandcamp.com. Tony one, probably be an incident nil. We've played at least one other track by them. I do think they're a great band. We will play more if and when we get it. I've got some additional material for you.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I'm laughing because there's something else written down on this sheet that I know what's coming. Anyway, this comes from Jeff. As I say, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you can do as well as, it doesn't matter really, or as good as this. Jeff says, cottage cheese isn't cheese at all. That's just occurred to me. Jeff, P.S. I gave my girlfriend a huge orgasm last night, but she just spat it out. Open brackets. I would have asked Paul, but he's too masculine. Ooh. Close brackets. Then he's put, seriously, it sucks here, Jeff. There we go. That's it. Jeff, let's hear his thing again. Tremendous work by me, that's
excellent.
Tremendous work. Yeah, I am laughing at the other thing on that sheet, but you have to wait until the end of the show for it. So no skipping listening to the second half of the show because you've got bored. You've got to go on all the way through. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Freedom Faction. But first, a band we haven't played before called White Trash Debutantes. And these two songs come via the Punk for the Homeless's very first compilation that they brought out 15 years ago, and we're celebrating 15 years of Punk for the Homeless this year. So that's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, cool.
Thanks to Eagle Spitz for sending it through. Don't have a website for White Trash Debutantes, San Francisco glam punk, if you were wondering. But you can go to a label page that's got something about them. Long shot here. Do you want to take a guess on White Trash Debutantes? Oh, you don't even want to guess, do you?
No.
Chili's Punk. Chilis Punk. Chili's Punk. .bandcamp.com. I am laughing. Tony Wan, for the Internet Wan, station for Freedom Faction. This is White Trash Debutantes. Hey, Nick.
Way too soon, but I see you now. When I look at the stars and the moon, that cute little twinkle in your eye is right up there in the evening sky. You're a rebel even as a child, never born in land of mine. You're doing style in your own way. Hey Nick, I just wanna say, did it okay? Although your life was way too short, you were always a pal who gave me support. And when you put your words into song, you were never at a loss. But when it came to the talk shows, you knew Jerry Springer was the boss. You were a rebel even as a child, never boring land of mine. You were style in your own way. Hey Nick, I just wanna say you're okay. Although you're no longer here, I can still feel you always here. Be it a laugh or just a small sigh, but you know what? The best thing is I can still see that little twinkle in your eye.
Hey Nick! You're okay, 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 hey Nick!
Angry Pirate.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Freedom Faction, a track called Scream and Shout. Don't have a website for Freedom Faction either, but there is a Punk for the Homeless Bandcamp page. What's that?
Punksforthehomeless.bandcamp.com?
It is. I'll give you the point. It's P-U-N-K, the numeric 4, T-H-E-H-O-M-E-L-E-S-S, punkfortthehomeless.bandcamp.com. And if you go further, put /album/nowhere-fast, you'll get to the compilation. Those two songs you just heard are off. Right, and we played a Freedom Faction song ages ago as well. Yet another great band. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I actually heard from Paul Boy, Paul B, Paul the other one, the other day.
Is
he was in to see him again, and he was very happy to tell me that they've put the sign up again on the Royal Children. I don't know whether you noticed that it had been taken down.
No.
There was some refurb thing. It's all shiny, and they look more sinister than ever.
They do, they really do.
Yeah. He was very pleased to send me the picture.
Oh, good.
Disturbing gentleman.
Is he often up in Nottingham? He's not from around here, is he?
No, he's not, but he's got a boat in Newark.
Woo.
And every time his mates come up, they do a little journey to Nottingham, stopping off a couple of pubs en route.
Well, of course you do.
I imagine he drives it back pissed.
Right, okay.
And I know that people will probably say they don't drive a narrow boat or whatever sort of boat it is. It's not driven, it's something else. But on Rosie and Jim, he went Rosie and Jim, and Johnny drives the boat.
That's true. Pissed.
I'm saying the boat driver. Yeah, pissed. That would have been a much better show.
One more trip, late night version.
Yeah. So anyway, what you got?
Thanks to your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment, do get in touch. Two comments this week. Jen Glenn Grizzin got in touch.
Egg Tollow, Jen Glenn and all that.
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? We don't know.
I've got no idea.
They say cheers. It's been a while. Enjoy a pint. Don't get cancelled. Well, it's not our choice, is it? Jen Glenn, Glenn, Jen, Jen, Glenn, Jen.
It is kind of my choice. I am doing my best.
No cancellation yet.
And I know as well, I don't think I'm outing them here, but I think they were Republican voters. I wonder how they feel about how things are going now.
Yeah, I think that's sort of interesting. Yeah. It's certainly not very popular with anyone at the minute, but hey, who knows?
I would say proof, actually, there, because we know what cracking people they are. All the Trump bashing, all the Republican bashing that goes on. There's two people there that are regulars to this show that we rather like, and they're fabulous. So I think, you know, it's this binary thing, isn't it?
It's monetary policy, isn't it? Ultimately, it's like
everyone.
Are you voting for the economy, or you're not voting? So people vote Republican because they want the economy to do well. So that's sensible.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, that orange turd is a twat.
It's been early for that, though.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Jen Glenn.
But lovely to hear from you, anyway.
Very nice. Timo got in touch.
Egg Tollow, Timo.
And he says, Jesus F Christ. Remember my complaint about the US copy of BBC's Ghosts? Probably not, but hear me out now. It's a German adaptation.
Is that?
Yeah, so that's the third one now. I'm sure they've...
That's Ghosts and fucking up.
There you go.
There you go. I wish people wouldn't do it. I wish they wouldn't remake things. But it's there. You don't need your own version.
Just dub it.
I mean, we do it as well, don't we? But I mean, you just don't need your own... Yeah, just dub it.
Are you an English Squid Game?
I don't know.
Something.
I'll tell you what, I saw a documentary on Armando Iannucci. And they attempted a version of an American The Thick of It. But he said that he backed out of it and told them to fuck off because they said there couldn't be any swearing. And he said the first meeting that he went to, they spent an hour and a half while they were arguing about what colour ties everyone should wear. And he just went, fuck that for Game of Soldiers, and backed out. And that's how he ended up doing the film In the Loop, because he wanted to do a thing about what happens when British people who think they're all right go to America and get swallowed up. that you've seen that film.
I've seen In the Loop, yeah. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Because it's like slightly different characters, but the same. But
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, did you watch Veep?
No.
Oh, that's his. So he did end up in America. So that was
Right, okay. Light
in the thick of it. Same writers, but it was the US vice president, and it got the woman out of Seinfeld. Right. It's good, actually.
Right,
I think very, very sweary.
So that is sweary.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, you got that one sweary.
Yeah. So that's good. It's worth watching. Seven seasons of it.
Wow.
But
that's going to keep me busy this week.
So you're right, Timo. They should stop doing it. And you never came back to me on what happened with the Dinner for One remake. Let me know how it goes. I won't watch it because I don't want to. But let me know how it goes. I'm sure
you'll be made to watch it, Tony.
That's a New Year thing.
Like, you know who.
But that's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
Right. Let's hear another song. Mm. This is a band called The Sonic Redemption. They are a Belgian three-piece. They have a new, I'm saying new single out. Well, this is the new single from a larger piece. I don't think it's an album. I think it's an EP. But anyway, I went through the tracks and I thought, well, I'm playing this one. And then I found out this is the single and it's brilliant. You'll find out why I'm laughing so much in a bit. But what is the Sonic Redemption's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SonicRedemption.
Facebook.com/TheSonicRedemption. Fully the internet too, Tony 2, this is Pissing Contest. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Sonic Redemption and Pissing Contest, and there'll be more from them coming in future weeks, because, as I say, that was just the one. The only reason I really played that one was because of the title, and then I found out it was a single anyway. I think other songs on this release have tremendous worth, and I do want to play at least one more. Did you do anything last week?
So it worked as usual. Friday we moved the horse, so we moved the horse from
just the day. We're moving the horse.
Yeah,
we moved the horse standing there.
Yeah, so yeah, so it's at the new yard now. So we did that on Friday, which is a nice day for it in the end. That all went pretty fine.
Nice day for a horse moving.
Exactly. Saturday woke up with a song in my head, because we had the recording session on Sunday, so the weekend was a recording thing really. So right. Sunday we had the baby's final drum tracking day, so that our drummer quit, and then he said he would do a day to finish the album, so we just needed really to come in and finish all the drum stuff. Yeah. So we can finish it. So we don't need him then. So we can just do the bass, guitars, the vocals, and whatever fucking about we need to do, we could do. But it did mean that there was quite a lot to do, because we've got 8 songs recorded, and there's at least 4 or 5 new ones to do, and plus David a couple. So we had 7. And I've always been threatening to do a song. I was joking about it for a while. I'm going to do a pop song about anal sex. I had it in my head, and I thought it's the last day for it, and I thought I know how the chorus goes, I just don't have anything else, so I thought I was going to just write the song, a recorded demo, so I can send it to them, so they've got no excuse, they can listen to it and go, I know what it means, get the drums down, and then I can finish it later. So Saturday was mostly about learning the songs that I've got to do for Sunday and writing one. So I wrote a song, right. And I wrote the song, I recorded it.
Now, am I allowed to read out our little text exchange?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. So anyway, imagine my surprise when, and you sent this, and I have to say now, you sent this at 1:23 in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon, and the reason this is pertinent, it'll be about what I did last week, but this effectively woke me up.
I did it. Oh, fuck.
So you sent me the song as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you wrote and recorded this song today for the babies tomorrow. Let's see if Asterix lets us do it. It's called Bum Fun. And I had to share. I replied, does Steph like it? You replied, she hasn't heard it. I thought I'd make a bawdy babies one. Dave thinks I've gone too far. I replied, I wasn't asking about the song. You set me up again with it, didn't you? But I was giggling like you wouldn't believe. Great song as well. It might get an airing on here at some point. Who knows?
Yeah.
Great song, though. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You do seem to walk into these things.
I know. It's not my comfort zone. I was trying to do my man, because there's always a bawdy when the babies, but I was quite surprised with Asterix's reaction to it, which was just,
it's because he didn't think of it.
Probably.
I'm not doing that. Why not? I didn't think of it. It's not my idea.
So, poppy song. And then we did turn on Sunday. We went to the recording studio all day. It was okay. It was a bit weird. I mean, he's left the band, he's been doing his new stuff. There was certainly an air of, I've left the band, I'm now doing this, I don't really like this. I don't think he really wanted to be there, but he was, to be fair, he did it, so we got the songs down.
You just threatened him with death.
But he's done now. So he says he might do the next gig, which will be the last gig he's doing for us in Belper. And then
it's good to end on a high.
Exactly. It was one of them. I'm shattered. So it's just Monday now, so this was all last night, and I'm just a bit fucking knackered because I had a weekend at it. But as I talked to a client today, it's like I spent the weekend doing music, and I don't really want to moan about it, but I am tired, but in a good way. That was my week. What did you get up to?
Oh, it's been Ipswich 4-2.
Yes, so you did.
About that. We've made third. Everything is incredible in Nottingham Forest land. Liverpool lost to Newcastle United in the Carabao Cup, which means that Liverpool lost twice in a week. got knocked out of two cups in a week. Let's hope they lose every game till the end of the season. If Forest win all of ours and Arsenal don't win all of theirs, that will mean we can win the league. If Forest win the FA Cup as well, I win £32,000. It's in our interest.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a 20 quid bet.
20 quid?
And 20 quid on Forest to do the league and cup double.
Bloody hell.
It'll come in at 32 grand if it comes in. That's why I won't get it, Tony.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was that. Friday night, I went to Bedlam Breakout.
Oh, okay.
In Northampton at the Roadmender, and I saw the Deltas be excellent. They were on first. Never seen them, always wanted to see them. They didn't let me down. Because I was with Steve from Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
So then we went out for something to eat. We went over the Bear, which is a pub the other side of the car park from the venue. Stayed there for quite a while, actually, because there were quite a lot of psychobillies over there who actually weren't going to the Friday at all. They were doing Saturday, Sunday, and they were just in the Bear for the night. So we spent quite a long time there. Went back through to see the Caravans, the main support, and then watched the Stargazers. The Stargazers, Tony, are effectively a swing band formed in, I think, 1980 or 81. They are old men, and imagine the fun I had by the time I had had a few drinks when I was watching several hundred psychobillies from Europe staring at each other in disbelief as they realised they'd paid £20 to watch a swing band sing "There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens." It was superb. Great gig. And what was nice was by the end of it, they were all bopping along. They were all loving it. It was a great show. That's that. Also, I was just going to mention, it's 5 years since lockdown, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah. I really do think the world has changed.
It definitely has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the other day, because it's like, because you know, every time it's a nice March now, I think, oh, yeah. It was nice that, you know, the first couple of weeks with lovely weather, sat in the garden, very quiet, no cars on the road.
Never mind about the death, it's all about Tony.
There's always death, but there's only one Tony.
That's correct. There is. I've never met another one.
There you go.
I have.
Well, okay, fair enough. The world has changed. I think you're right. I think everything's changed. We're all damaged or used to different things, working from home and different, all that kind of stuff. And
it might lead to the end of war.
The end of war?
Yeah, the end of war. But I think I might have to save that conversation for another day because I want to get on with another song. Oh,
okay. Yeah, cool.
Seems quite right, though, since we're talking about lockdown, that now we're going to be featuring a band called Bipolar that we haven't played for quite a while. I think they may have started during lockdown, in fact. Who are a Tehran-Brooklyn combination, the US and Iran, holding hands together in harmony. Side by side on my piano, bombing each other. I said bombing. Uh-huh. Described as a kind of garage nightmare, if you like. Came from Slovenly Records. Don't have a website for Bipolar. Like so many bands at Slovenly take on, they appear to be incapable of having an internet presence. What is Slovenly's website?
Slovenly.com?
It is Slovenly.com. Okay. Slovenly.com. Tony 3 probably be in the internet too. And as it is celebrating 5 years since lockdown, this is Bipolar and this is Virus.
My toast. I'm a Jew.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bipolar, a track called Virus. Find out more via slovenly.com, slovenly.com, the label. Tehran, Brooklyn, Gary's Nightmare. Right there. And I think it's only 1 minute 22 seconds long, that. It does not fuck about. That is a lot quicker than lockdown.
That's true.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. La, la, la. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play? It is that simple. It is international. It doesn't have to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs. You haven't done, but fortunately, I found one.
You worked so hard for our listeners.
I know. Do they appreciate it? No.
Do they fuck?
No. Okay, they say, I do all this work. Same thing with the band. Write this song.
Five appreciate it.
That's true.
And that's why they do a little donation.
That's true.
Subscribers.
We'll do it for them. So this Friday, there's a gig in Nottingham at Rough Trade. Now this is a local band. It's a band I know. I know the singer Amy. It's a band called Dead Mint, and it's their album debut album party, release party. Yeah, like a dark garagey. It's great.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I was going to be going, but I'm so fucking shattered. But if I can, I will. But I just know
what
I'm like.
Well, if you go, I'll go. I've got no plans.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I will then. I was thinking, yeah. I've not really got anyone to go with.
Oh,
Tony. I know, right? All my friends at home having bum fun.
Not really, all listening to it at least.
No, of course they're not doing that. So this Friday.
Are you saying that your friends are more likely to be having anal sex than be listening to a song you've written about it?
Oh, absolutely.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, that's right. That's
well, can't you maybe drag some of them down? I've got loads of them.
I'll introduce you to Dave. I'll give you Dave's number. So it's Dead Mint is the band.
It's a problem. I'm really sorry to say
this. That's fair.
I've got an issue here, because if you brought it out as a single, would it be the A side or the B side? It's a double A, isn't it?
It'd be both, wouldn't it? Yeah, of course it would.
Double A.
Yeah. Right, gig. So, this Friday, Rough Trade, 7 p.m. kickoff, 7 to 11 p.m. Dead Mint is the main band. They've got the noise is supporting them, and there's also the game like a DJ. Stiff Kittens is DJing as well. £7 plus booking fee. I'd say the album's out.
It's, I mean, you can't pay on the door.
What's his booking fee? Tickets available from Dice. Yeah. I'll ask. I don't know. I mean, you've been to Rough Trade before. Can you?
I have been to Rough Trade before.
Can you want to pay on the door or not?
I've done both.
I'm sure you pay on the door. Then I'm sure.
Depends on who's running it.
Right. I will find out. But if you're going, just book ahead to avoid disappointment.
Well, Tony, if you speak to them, why don't you say to them, can we be paying guest list?
I'll ask them what the crack is, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. In a creepy way.
Yeah. I wrote a song about bum sex once, but we'll talk about it after we've played this. You want to tell me about the song?
I'm sure they'll thank me for this. So as I mentioned, this is Dead Mint. They've got their debut album coming out. I think it's a 9 or 10 track album. Dark Garage. It's lovely. It's great. She's been in a few bands. Bus Stop Madonna's we've played before as well. She's in a band called Grey Hairs. Amy's in quite a few bands locally, but she's singing and playing bass for this band.
Right.
So this is a song off their debut album. But before we play it, I'm just about to come up.
I'm sorry.
What is their Bandcamp page?
Dead Mint. Bandcamp.com.
It bloody is as well.
Get in. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 3, what's the song?
This is called Dreamers.
You're listening to Ranan Mamedly underneath us right now. That's right, some Azerbaijani guitar, ideal for weddings, Tony. Mm. Thanks for doing such a great job of the business week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dead Mint and a track called Dreamers. Absolutely cracking song, that. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for sending it to me. I had heard it already, but I wanted you to do the start, and I'm sorry that, but this sounds wrong as well, but I'm sorry that by talking about my own song, Bum Sex, I ruined their entrance. Now, that, by the way, is the last time you're ever going to hear Ranan Mamedly on this show.
Okay.
Because we're on a 3-week turnaround with the old beds, and in 3 weeks' time, I've got a new bed taking its place, and we are going from the sublime to the ridiculous. But more news in 3 weeks' time, and thanks again, Deadmint. Great song, Dreamers. Now, before I ask you about this week, do you want to hear about my song, Bum Sex?
Yep.
Right. So I wrote this song, God, about 2007, never did anything with it, but I can remember the chorus, right? And the chorus goes, bum sex, bum sex, all of the boys like bum sex, bum sex, none of the girls like bum sex, bum sex, I want a brown pike, bum sex, 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 bum sex. And the idea was that all the crowd would shout out bum sex at the end of it. But I never got any further with it. I played a song, they said, I don't think people want to hear that, Paul.
Right. Yeah, I got a very similar reaction.
Yeah. Awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish I could just accept it. So anyway, are you doing anything this week?
There's work. Friday, obviously, probably doing this gig or sleeping. Routine's all over the place at the minute because we've moved the horse, so we're up early, and by 8 o'clock at night I'm shattered. And then Sunday, wedding band practice.
Ooh.
So we're doing that again. So Saturday I'll probably practice for that.
You should try and get your bum fun song into that playlist.
Probably a better chance, to be honest with you. Much more approachable, boys.
Open with it.
I sent it to him. It's up to them. I sent it to everyone. I was so happy.
It's a beauty.
And then so deflated about 30 seconds later when no one come back. I mean, that's genius, Tony. They all went, yeah.
Yeah, it took me a while to reply. Sorry about that. But I did reply to say that I liked it.
Everyone was the same. Everyone had been very quiet. Yeah.
In shock for a while.
Reaching out your hands across the ocean and all that, and then you send them one song about anal sex and suddenly it's like crickets.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, that's my weekend. What are you up to?
Well, I wasn't doing anything, but now I might be going that gig on Friday.
Right, cool.
And that's it. I got no plans this week at all. I had a big one last weekend. And I'll be doing something again soon, I'm sure, but I'm doing fuck all this week.
Yeah.
So should we just get on with two songs?
Yeah.
All right. Staging for False Heads. I'll talk about them in a little while. But first, a band that have come to me via Damn It Records called Rats, Rats, Rats. And that's R-A-T-S, exclamation mark. R-A-T-S, exclamation mark. R-A-T-S, exclamation mark. They are a two-piece garage punk band from Gosport, Tony. I think we've played them once before.
Oh, yeah.
What I'd like to know is what is Rats, Rats, Rats Facebook page.
Facebook.com/RatsRatsRats.
Facebook.com/RatsRatsRats-1000852874811871. Why is that, Tony?
That's a different
URL. Yeah, default URL. But you know what? If they had a bass player, probably would.
Yeah.
You know, it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Still, absolutely brilliant song this, and I am the best person to introduce it that they can that's possibly ever lived. Staging the False Heads, this is Rats, 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 and support your local dentist.
Gums. Job satisfaction is a professional myth. With each extraction, you get to grips with Dennis. Work hard, 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 Dennis. Work hard. Try to sweeten this medieval task. I'll wear
You're listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was False Heads, a track called Loose. They're on East London Rock Trio. What is False Heads' website?
Falseheads.com.
It is falseheads.com. Oh. Tony Four put it in set four. They got a new EP out. That is one of the tracks from it. And I thought it would be quite funny to have Support Your Local Dentist and then False Heads and Loose to see what I did there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about these things. Great song. Have you got a twat?
No.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, if you do have a twat, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason for the nomination. All tracks you with thanks. Every chat responded to. Let me know your twats. None this week. I think Steve's given up. He could try him every week, but he hasn't.
He's
no point.
No.
So yeah. Nothing.
Fortunately, when I heard that devastating news that you didn't have a twat this week, I managed to put together a quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Excellent.
And I have surpassed myself this week, Tony, because at short notice, quiz time for Tony is three questions about sperm. That's right, Tony. It's cheers time for Tony. Something I'm sure you've always wanted. Now, there were four questions. I asked you which one you didn't want, but I'll probably still ask you anyway. Right.
Right.
So sperm, as you know, are incredibly small, right? But what's the average size of one of them?
What, in length?
Yeah, in centimetres.
In centimetres?
Yeah.
1 × 10⁻⁹ centimetres.
Right. They're 0.005 centimetres.
Oh, quite long.
Probably a little bit bigger than you thought, isn't it?
That's a lot bigger than I thought.
0.005 centimetres, so yeah.
Wow.
Our sperm, I don't think they can be seen by the naked eye. But you probably only need a magnifying glass, and let's face it, you don't really have one to find the cock. So that's question one. Question two, this is the viability question, Tony.
Okay.
How many days can sperm remain viable within the female reproductive system after ejaculation?
Five.
Fuck me, yes! It's five.
You've got to know these things. You've got to know your sperm.
How did you... Well, you say you do, but I didn't. That's a bit frightening, isn't it?
Well, there's a song about it.
Is there?
Well, there's a solution for it anyway.
What's that?
Bomb song.
When you hear there's a song about sperm remaining viable in the vagina for 5 days, I didn't think bum fun was where it was going, Tony, but you know what? That's what they all say.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, yeah, so 5 days. So it's all the fives so far.
Okay.
0.005 centimetres in 5 days. Let's see how you get on with the next one. Sperm production, Tony. How long does sperm production take to complete?
What, for a single one or a load?
All we've got here is sperm production. How long, well, basically, how long does it take to grow a sperm, I suppose?
5 minutes?
70 days.
Oh, well, you've got to take your time,
sperm,
I guess.
Sperm production takes around 70 days to complete. That's right, yeah. So that's why you have to keep on top of things, don't you? Because otherwise, you know, it backs up.
Exactly.
Backs up over time. Anyway, the one you didn't want, sperm motility is the one you didn't want.
Yeah.
All right. What sort of sperm motility is crucial for fertilisation?
What sort?
Yeah. What sort of sperm motility is crucial for fertilisation?
Absolutely no idea.
The ability to swim.
Ah, well, that would make sense,
you know,
because
that's the thing, isn't it? People call it the one slang for it is the swimmers. But yeah, you know. So what we found out is sperm are a little bit bigger than we thought they were.
Yeah.
They are active inside the lady for exactly as long as you thought.
Yeah.
They take far longer to sort out than you thought. But once they're there, you've then got to teach them to swim.
No.
Oh, I'd like being spunk, innit?
It is. Yep. That's what
anyway, that think. Concludes Jizz Time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Such a child.
Right.
So that is, we're both pleased with quiz time.
Pleased with that. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? That'll probably get me in more trouble than last week's one. Right. Yeah. One last track this week then. Slightest Clue, Tony. Junk Music from Vancouver. And I'm sure they're honoured to be on this week's show, what with the content and all that. What is Slightest Clue's Bandcamp page?
Slightestclue.bandcamp.com.
It is. S-L-I-G-H-T-E-S-T Clue, C-L-U-E. Slightestclue.bandcamp.com. Making it, Tony, 5 full of the internet 4, and this is Car Crash Dialect. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Slightest Clue, a track called Car Crash Dialect. Find out more, slightestclue.bandcamp.com, and thank you for sending that through. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
No, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com, latest shows on the homepage. Do check it out. You can also find us on various stations like padunkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, radioferguson.com. You can also find us, if you are down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. app in the podcast section, also Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcast, whatever. And also, if you get yourself one of Alexa's, you can pollute her with our Hucknolian Punky Radio skill. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Pocka for that. Who knows what it does? It's, if you've got an Alexa, you know. Frankly, we talk about it every week, but we've never owned an Alexa. Well,
you talk about it every week.
It's true, is this?
And I may have kind of owned one once.
Different kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, let us know. I'd be surprised if... let us know. Someone must have installed it, surely. Let us know where it goes. Apart from that, I think that's about it.
I might see one or two of you. In fact, you might as well, Tony, at Rough Trade this Friday.
Might do.
If not, until next week, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.